Your first real sleep setup isn't a crib. It's a bassinet you can keep beside your bed for the first 6 months. The Halo bassinet swivels 360 degrees so you can reach in without bending over a railing, and the mesh sides let you actually see your baby instead of peering through slats. Look for the version with the automatic rocking feature. It's not a gimmick. It buys you 10 extra minutes of sleep when you're running on fumes. Expect to pay $120 to $150 for the base model. Skip the luxury, covers, and extras. The single thing to avoid: any bassinet that doesn't have a flat, firm mattress, soft or inclined surfaces are a SIDS risk. Image: a photorealistic Halo bassinet swivel sleeper in white mesh with a flat, firm mattress, positioned next to an adult bed, showing the 360-degree swivel base and breathable mesh sides. You only need one stroller for the entire first year, a full-size, modular system that grows with your child. The UPP Abibi Vista V2 starts as a newborn carrier with a bassinet attachment, converts to a toddler seat, and can even add a second seat later. Look for the carbon black frame. It hides stains better than the silver. Budget $800 to $1,000 for the full system. The $500 bundle is usually missing the bassinet. The one thing to avoid: umbrella strollers. They're cheap up front, but your back will hate you by month three. And yes, the third item on this list is the one nobody tells you about. Image: a photorealistic UPP Abibi Vista V2 in carbon black with a bassinet attachment, toddler seat, and large all-terrain wheels, parked on a city sidewalk. Newborn breathing is terrifying, and the Owlet Dream Sock Gen 3 gives you real-time oxygen and heart rate data on your phone. It's not a medical device, it's a peace-of-mind tool, but it's the only wearable that actually works consistently. Look for the Gen 3 model. It has better battery life and fewer false alarms than the older versions. Expect to pay $250 to $300. Skip the smart home add-ons. The single thing to avoid: any sock-style monitor that relies on Wi-Fi instead of Bluetooth. Wi-Fi drops, Bluetooth stays connected. Image: a photorealistic Owlet Dream Sock Gen 3 on a baby's foot, showing the sensor pad and the smartphone app dashboard with real-time vitals. White noise isn't optional. It's a biological necessity for newborns. The Hatch Baby Rest combines a sound machine, night light, and temperature display in one unit that sits on your dresser. Look for the version with the Time to Rise feature. It turns the light red at night and green in the morning, training your baby's circadian rhythm. Budget $60 to $80. The cheaper, mini version lacks the temperature sensor. The single thing to avoid: any sound machine with a fan. It breaks within 6 months and the noise changes unpredictably. Image: a photorealistic Hatch Baby Rest in white with the red nightlight glowing, sitting on a wooden dresser next to a crib. The biggest mistake isn't buying the wrong gear, it's buying too much of it. Skip the wipe warmer, babies don't care, the $80 bottle sterilizer, dishwasher works fine, and the smart baby monitor that records video, you'll never watch it. And for the love of sleep, don't buy a swing. Your baby will refuse it by month four, and swings are the number one cause of flathead syndrome. Save the cash for diapers and wipes, because you'll go through 800 of those in the first year alone.
That's it.
5 items, no fluff, no gadgets. If you buy nothing else for the first year, these will cover 90% of what you actually need. Links to every item are in the description below. If you found this useful, hit subscribe. We drop new beginner guides every week, from cribs to car seats to first aid kits. See you next time.